Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 17th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you can find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start off with a stock market update. A quick look at the stock market, which I haven't done for quite a while. Then I'm going to tell you why America's core institutions have failed. Reform is impossible. The existing system is wrong. Insiders would need to surrender much of their position, privilege, and power, which, of course, they will never do. Then I will talk about how American public education used to be at its higher levels tuition-free. American universities used to be viewed largely as a public obligation as recently as the 1970s. But that's completely flipped, so we'll have a word about that. Well, the world isn't getting better, despite what the army of writers and thinkers tell us. Steven Pinker, a Jeffrey Epstein buddy, talks absolute nonsense in this respect, and we're going to have a look and see what kind of influences have caused that nonsense to be made available to everyone. Well, back to COVID-19, the United States. The shortcomings of the country are thrown open, basically, over this. It's racial inequities, it's yawning class divides, it's toxic partisanship, it's hobbled state capacity, which means that the country is maddeningly resistant to education, which it always was, but right now that is particularly telling. So we'll talk a lot about that. Then I'm going to have some grim statistics about the unemployment situation. The numbers are probably going to get worse. And then I'm going to give you an analogy about the Titanic and the current state of the economy. These analogies actually are quite eerie. I think you will enjoy them. Then I shall have a very short piece on why and how they are confiscating your cash. The authorities are engaged in an all-out attempt to stop the free flow of cash. And we shall finish up with yet more on leaving the United States. Another bombshell, as they say these days, that I need to bring to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, please feel free, select any of the 3 shows of your choice from the Podbean archives on my page. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because I talk a lot about current affairs, which in this case will be fresh in your mind, and it'll give you a better chance to see how I treat them. So, with that, I shall now give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is on my Podbean page at the top, if you should not have a chance to write it down now, but here it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, my name and the number 1. Again, rwlmartin1@aol.com. And as many of you will know, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page has items which are a little bit too short for the main show, but which I think you should know, and they are free. So please go to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And finally, my Twitter page, which has some one-liners which may amuse you or otherwise, that is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Again, my initials RM plus Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All one word, no punctuation, lower case, please. So with that, I shall take my leave. I wish you a wonderful weekend, everybody. I'll be back again. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, back again on Monday with another synopsis. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.